Well, the announcement is about an investment that was made on behalf of the federal and provincial governments, as well as the Alberta Newsprint Mill up in Whitecourt, to install a piece of equipment called a shoe press, along with some sensor technologies developed right here in the Alberta Research Council to detect and respond to changes in their incoming chip furnish as a result of the mountain pine beetle attack.
What has been the Alberta Research Council's role in this?
Well, the Alberta Research Council's role has been twofold. First of all, they've been developing sensors that can detect changes in wood moisture content and wood brightness coming into the mill that will allow the mill to effect changes in their bleaching and refining strategies. The second of which is we've been doing pulping studies to help quantify the impact of beetle-killed wood on the strength and brightness of the newsprint sheet.
What do the mountain pine beetles do to the wood?
Well, physically, when they attack the wood, what they do is it's a death by 100,000 cuts. They effectively limit the tree's ability to respire in order to take up moisture, so the tree effectively dies standing. Also, the pine beetle, when it attacks the wood, it brings in and deposits a blue stain fungus that attacks the wood, and it changes the color from a bright white in the pine into a more of a bluish color, and effectively decreases the brightness and requiring a lot more bleaching solution in order to get up to the same brightness of the conventional newsprint sheet.
Now, the Alberta Newsprint Mill out at Whitecourt, they generally manufacture a premium quality newsprint. I believe it's used by publications like USA Today in the United States. What is their normal run? What do they normally use as wood chips in their runs?
Well, prior to the attack of the mountain pine beetle here in Alberta, their preferred furnish was a 75% spruce, roughly. And now with the attack of the pine beetle and the government's response and the provincial response to harvest that wood while it's still merchantable, they're seeing an increase in the pine content, and they're also seeing a decline in the brightness of that pine coming in. So they're moving away from a very strong fiber furnish like spruce into something that takes considerably more refining energy and also is weaker as a fiber for pulp and paper.
How do they compensate then for the lower quality?
Well, in terms of the brightness, they're going to have to add more bleaching solution to start, and even they might have to look at revisiting their bleaching strategies to incorporate different chemicals in order to make up for the loss in brightness that they're currently experiencing. In addition to that, they're having to change the refining strategies to increase the refining energy and decrease the refining intensity such that they can preserve the fiber length as best they can and basically maintain as much strength as they possibly can in the sheet.
What's involved in the sensor technology that you're developing?
Well, the sensor technologies basically are throughout the mill, starting at the chip belt coming into the mill, where we are able to detect the chip brightness as well as the chip moisture content. A little bit later on in the mill, in the fiber accelerators in the refining stages, we are also able to detect wood species such that we can again compensate with changes to the refining strategy based on what percent spruce and what percent pine. After that, the pulp goes through washing stages and bleaching stages, and there's some chemicals that are extracted and they wind up in the filtrate systems, so the wash water systems of the mill. And there they can contribute to what they call cationic demand on the machine in order to neutralize the charge in order to hold the sheet together. And also, the white water from beetle-killed wood tends to foam a lot more. So the ability to detect and respond to changes in foaming propensity. So the sensors are really kind of an interesting thing, but they're throughout the mill and they're all picking up something different that is linked back to a root cause.
Now you mentioned a shoe press. What exactly is that?
Well, a shoe press is a piece of equipment that is installed on the paper machine itself. And effectively what it is it's a means of distributing the pressure as you're trying to dewater the sheet. Coming out of the wet end, going into the drying section. Now, most press sections, the sheet is flying so fast, 1,400 meters per minute. So a little over 80 kilometers an hour, the sheet is flying through the machine. The amount of time that it spends between two hard rolls is very, very small. So there's only so much dewatering that can happen in that time. With the shoe press, what it does is it has a zone that basically extends the length of time that the sheet spends between without altering the sheet speed. So sheet still moves at 80 kilometers an hour, but it spends longer in this nip because the nip itself is extended. And that allows for more gentle dewatering, an increase in dewatering, and an increase in sheet consolidation, which ultimately leads to an increase in sheet strength as well. Now, it's hoped that the shoe press that they're going to be installing up there is going to be able to make up the final bit of difference between what we know is possible in terms of maximum paper quality, given the decline in strength and brightness of the furnish, and what they need to do in order to maintain their status as preferred paper supplier in a premium market. So what we're hoping that the shoe press is going to be able to do, and this is what the research program will tell over the next several years, is whether or not that shoe press can close the gap.
When you realize how much effort and how much of an investment is going into retooling this plant to incorporate the mountain pine beetle killed wood, there must be an awful lot of dead wood out there.
Well, there is an awful lot of wood out there, wood that is declining in quality and ultimately is going to be quite dead. This is actually a very important thing for the Alberta Newsprint Mill to be able to retool in order to maintain their viability on the long term. And not only their viability is impacted by this announcement and by the retooling of Alberta Newsprint, because Alberta Newsprint buys wood chips from a number of different sawmills, all of which counting on the chip revenue, or the revenue from those chips, in order to maintain their own viability. So this announcement and this retooling that's happening at Alberta Newsprint speaks to a lot of different communities, all with sawmills, all of which are selling wood chips to the Alberta Newsprint Mill. So it's really good news for everybody.
Thank you very much, Wade.
Thank you.